what'd you call it? The meat between the shoulders and the ham.
That's bacon. Call that bacon. That's what it makes bacon out of.
Yeah.
See, when you separate the shoulders and, you know, from the sides and also the hind quarters from the sides and all that part, that's what's called bacon. That's what it makes bacon out of.
Where'd you make it?
Well, you could get some this sugar killed salt, you know, and put it on there, you know, and let it stay in salt so many days. I think about 10 days, I believe. And that salt will go all through it. And you have your own bacon. Go over here. And you got some kind of liquid stuff you can shoot in it too and make it chew up too. They got some kind of liquid gun that they can shoot this liquid, you know, in the meat, you see. And that'll kill it up quick. Sure will.
You know what a milling was?
A milling? I think. I don't know what happened. What is milling? On a hog? Is that a stomach? Or? Yeah.
When you were cutting bacon, was there kind of an edge of that you wouldn't eat?
Well, there's some part that you wouldn't eat if it's a gilt. You throw that part away, because see them titties, you see, that would be down there, you know, and you throw that part away, but all the other parts, you'd eat it.
Would there be an edge kind of to the bacon that you cut off before you ate the bacon?
Well, according to how fat it is, you call that skin. Sometimes you trim it off, you know, before you eat it.
Yeah.
Because it'd be, you know, be too fat. You trim it off, you know, and then you fry it, cook the rest of it, you see.
Yeah. Would you ever mix any sort of cornmeal in with your hog meat when you cook it?
I don't think we ever did that. I don't think we did. Of course, my wife's mother probably done it, but I don't remember me and her done it, you know, after we married.
You might mix that cornmeal in with your hog meat and cook it up and then let it get cold and then slice it and eat it. Never heard that?
I never had did that.
You made sausage out of it?
Make sausage out of it. That's what we do. We had a little grinding. Sausage grinder, you know, and we just grind and make sausage.
What would you do with the juice of the head cheese?
The head cheese?
Yeah.
To the hog head?
Yeah. Would you ever use it for anything?
Well, after we cook it, you know, and boil it all down, we never use that for anything at all. We just would cook the head, you know, and make hog head south, and after we do that, and then we would take all the fat and make lard, and then the them skin, you know, when you get all the grease out of it, see, we call that crackling.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good too. We used to get a handful of them, eat them, you know. They really was good. Call that crackling. And sometimes my mother used to make crackling bread. You know, cracking cornbread, it is good too. Sure was. My grandmother, she used to, they had a fireplace, and she'd cook her bread on the fireplace. She had an iron skillet, you know, and she'd put her bread in there, you know, and had put an iron top on the skillet, and then take the shovel and put hot coal on top of the lid, you see, and that make that bread brown, you know, on top good. She cook her bread on the iron skillet. It had good too. It brown all the way through. It really was good.
Mm. Would you ever make any? What other things would you make from cornmeal? What sort of things?
We used to make stuffings. When you kill a chicken, you know, and you can make well, we call it dressing, but still, some folks call it stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good too. They call it stuffing. You put it around your chicken, you know, and it's good too. We call it stuffing, and some people call it dressing. Some call it stuffing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did you ever make up those things that you might eat with fish? You know, them little round things.
I think you call that hush puppies, I believe.
Hush puppies.
Oh, that, buddy? Don't they call those things what you make up like a round sausage ball called? They call them hush puppies. If you eat those with fish, call them hush puppies. Now that's good too.
Yeah.
I like them. Sure we do.
Mm-hmm. But what about the things you might put in your, you know, when you bake up one on the stove, you just bake up a what? Round skillet, you bake up a what, a cornbread?
Well, we call it a hoe cake, I guess.